Now for the view from Tehran as airstrikes continue and the U.S. claims to be negotiating with the Islamic Republic. For that, we turn again to special correspondent Reza Saya. Reza, what's the atmosphere like in Tehran right now?
John, more airstrikes on this 27th day of this war, starting at around 8 p.m. local time here in the capital. We heard the unnerving roar of jet fighters above the skies in Tehran, followed by several earth-shaking explosions. State media reporting the airstrikes targeted at least four locations in Tehran, including some near Mehrabad Airport. This is the civilian airport in Tehran that has already been targeted a couple of times in this conflict. The Revolutionary Guard continues to hit back. State media reporting that over the past 24 hours, its forces, Hezbollah forces, and Iraqi militia groups launched 230 operations targeting U.S. interests and Israeli positions in the region. At this hour, things are quiet in Tehran, with the exception of numerous major squares where Iranians have gathered every night to show solidarity and support for Iranian forces. Throughout this conflict, many have been eager to see if or when anti-government protesters will show up in the streets. 4 weeks into this conflict, we've neither seen or heard any reports of any anti-government protests happening.
What's the government there saying about negotiations with the United States?
Well, there's been so many conflicting and confusing statements coming from the White House regarding negotiations. Mr. Trump saying talks are happening, the Iranians are begging for an agreement. This week he said Iranians gave him a present. So sometimes it's hard for Iranian officials to make sense of these statements. Statements from the Iranian officials here in Tehran seem to be more consistent and easy to figure out. What Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi confirms is that messages are being exchanged using intermediaries. Pakistan is playing a key role. He says Tehran has seen Washington's 15-point proposal. Tehran has rejected the proposal and put forth its own proposal, demanding a guarantee for no more wars, reparations, and authority over the Strait of Hormuz. So both sides are making lofty demands, and it's not clear how they're going to bridge their huge gaps or if this exchange of messages is going to continue. What is clear is that as this war drags on, Iran seems to be getting more confident in believing that they've absorbed and survived U.S. and Israeli blows, and they're at least projecting the message that they're in the driver's seat. But obviously Washington is trying to do the same thing.
Are there any concerns there about the possibility of a land invasion?
Tehran says it's taking the threats of a land invasion seriously. State media today quoted military officials in saying that they have long known that this was a possibility and they've been preparing for it. And here's another sign that suggests Iran's confidence has grown. We're seeing bolder, more daring statements from Tehran. State media reported today if a ground invasion happens, Iranian forces have a surprise in store for American troops. And the surprise won't be more missiles and drones. It'll be something else.
Special correspondent Reza Saya in Tehran, thank you very much.
Thank you.